Sibilis. Sibilis. One, two.
Check. Sibilance.
Comedy.
That's good stuff.
Sorry. That picture from Thwomp is hilarious.
Good old Spanky and our gang. I haven't seen one of those in a really long time. Ray, did you open the room yet?
I have not. I'm just getting to Spanky here. I'm way behind. Pow! I don't know. There were four people in here by the time I got to look.
Yeah.
Wow. Tales of ribaldry? I love Tales of ribaldry.
How can you not? Titillating.
Tales of ribaldry. Well, that's a saucy predicament. Acting, thank you. It's mixing a few skits together, but I liked it anyway.
Yeah, that's fine. Might as well end that with, it stinks.
It stinks. Buy my book. Buy my book. Buy my book.
Oh, I miss Beauty and King Dork.
Oh. Yeah, that's the ticket.
That's the ticket.
You'd have to buy a Ram Van for that. Not a gay bee, a gay bee.
Gay bee? What the heck is a gay bee? Is that so wrong?
Is that so wrong? All right, show's canceled. I've had enough laughs. All right, we did restart recording, didn't we? All right, let's actually talk about this show. Holy smokes, it's an even number. Woohoo! Welcome to the 160th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. We are awesome. I'm Craig. We got Ian. We got Ray. They're slightly less awesome, but they're still pretty awesome. Hi.
And humble, too. Hello.
It's true on so many levels.
This is the week of 9/26 to 10/3, and holy smokes, it's like October. What happened?
It's almost like October.
That's what I said. It's almost like October. What happened?
I don't know, the usual progression of the Earth around the sun?
That's right.
Time progresses, and as you get older, it seems to go faster.
Rotating, tilting, yeah, that sort of stuff.
Mm. Well, the Steelers got a win, so that was good.
Yeah, they were working hard.
Their defense is still super, super, super bad. It's real bad. I think most high school teams could score on them.
I think my wife tried to outdo your wife.
Oh, she tried to totally ruin it?
Oh, my goodness, halftime, she was like, oh, it's getting late. And they're up 30 to 10. Game's practically over. And I was like, no! Why would you do that?
I actually went to sleep at halftime, and I woke up, and I'm like, we didn't score any more points? We almost lost? Oh,
27. When it was 27 to 10, I was like, what's happening? Why would you curse me? Watch my Vikes get embarrassed by the Bills. Embarrassed. It's like they weren't even on the field.
They got whooped.
6 points.
Totally whooped.
And in a somewhat hilarious, like, so they were so far behind, they had to go for two when they actually finally did score. And I had picked up their new kicker on all my fantasy teams because I love him. And he didn't even get to kick the ball one time. He didn't even put up a point.
Zero out of your kicker. That's a good day.
Oh, man.
All right, let's move on. Your Deadpool Dailies. Today was Blue Daredevil. Tomorrow, Green She-Hulk. Friday, Purple Deadpool. Saturday, Red Gamora. Sunday is a Red Widow. Monday is Purple Loki. Tuesday is a Black Dream Warrior. And Wednesday is the Purple Squirrel Girl. Over in your 5-day, 4-star career. Wow, that was severe.
That was a pretty savage crash. I hope everyone was okay.
Oh, the Titans. When last we spoke on the 20th, it has Valkyrie versus somebody.
Rogue.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that one was hard.
Oh, you ready for you ready for another beating, fool?
I remember that one.
I don't know how you managed it. at a 552 level 70.
What did I end up doing? Oh, you just had to save up all the red all at once, I think is what I ended up doing.
Oh, that's all you had to do, because Power Siphon doesn't kill you instantly at level 70.
Yeah.
No, it definitely does.
It does. I remember I was there.
It took me several tries to win.
I got knocked out like 6 times, I think. Something like that. I could not stop her from just, Power Siphon, whatever the second power is where she gets angry.
Yeah.
Making
gloves
her angry
off.
Is
yeah, it's
bad.
Gloves off and then Power Siphon.
Yeah, and when she explodes, it's a bad time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a rough fight.
Yeah, pulled it off, but yeah.
I yielded. It yielded nothing but misery for me.
Mm.
Oh, you know what I did? I remember. I went on Reddit because I went, somebody has to have, like, how you're supposed to do this, right? And the trick was, I went in and I powered up my Wasp Gauntlet support. That boosts the power of another, that boosts the match damage of another one of my colors, which made it so that I could actually use my red after she did Power Siphon, because my other color was what she was nerfing.
Oh, so she wasn't stealing that away when you made a match?
Exactly. Prevented her from, preventing me from making red matches. So yeah, put on Wasp Gauntlets. That boosted up like my yellow or something. I don't remember, but it didn't matter as long as I had red.
Okay.
That was the key. So thanks, Reddit. I don't remember who it was, but
coming up number next is on the 25th is, oh, that was yesterday, Gamorpha.
Yep. Yep.
How'd that go for you?
So I have Gamorpha at a 2-1-2, and I bounced her up to a paltry like 111, 117, somewhere in that range. And I was like, okay, this'll help. It didn't help. And wouldn't you know it, I went to Reddit and I went, is this a foolhardy endeavor? And then one of the top posts was like, guess what I just did with my 111 Gamorpha? And I was like, what did you do? And he went, and I tried his tactic, which was
pump up blue and start the match.
Incapacitate. Oh, look, I got lucky with black.
Mm.
So I did that, and it totally worked. I was like, oh, look, there's only a couple purples on the board, and you're dead.
Nice.
Nice. Yeah.
So I happenstanced into a exciting victory over Thanos.
Yeah, I just kept him stunned and then just beat him down.
Stun, got the black off. Insta-kill, yeah.
I didn't do the insta-kill. I was just chopped him out with a sword.
Yeah.
Yeah, I lucked my way into an insta-kill. I've been trying that out. Now, this is not Crash of the Titans worthy, but I know we had discussed it on the show many episodes ago. I believe it was the last time we had our friend Jenda on the show, and he talked about how little respect he has for poor old two-star Bullseye. I have been revisiting him a lot lately because he just happened to be up in the rotation of two stars in the two star meat grinder.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been using him in all my Deadpool dailies. Not only do I love the fact that both teams activate his purple ability, for the first time in my life, I was able to activate the second half of Murderous Aim. And even though it does nothing, it was so sweet.
Oh, the multiple critical thing?
Yeah, the 4 criticals on the board and do a truckload of damage to someone. And I was like, yeah, but if I'm using him, I'm fighting someone who has like 10 hit points. So doing an extra like 5,000 is not as... But I was awesome to have it happen. So, yeah, I have a little bit more respect for poor two-star Bullseye.
Nice.
So there what's going go. On with this? What's going on with this crash here? This next week's crash.
The next one is on the 30th is Baby Groot.
Mm.
Oh, right. This was the thing we couldn't figure out in any way, shape, or form. Because it's just a blank square.
Right. But Ray suspects that it's Drax the Destroyer.
Apparently you were correct. Sam Ray has confirmed.
He was just standing so still that you couldn't perceive him.
Yeah, as he eats his potato chips or whatever he was eating in that scene.
Yeah, you guys look like you're pretty set up. Unfortunately, Rocket and Groot do not come with an insta-kill feature. So, once again, I have them at a 2-1-2.
If you can get the green going, if the bomb explodes, it does lots of damage.
Oh, maybe they do have it. What? That shows you how much I know. It's not like I do a character of the week boosted segment or anything. I don't know what any of these guys do. All right, that's a maybe. We'll put that on hold.
If you get that green, then Baby Groot starts making matches every turn, and after X many turns, the bomb explodes.
Okay. I'll boost that green.
Ian sounds excited.
I do. That was my excited yawn.
All right, you can give it a try this weekend.
Okay.
All right. Over in Storyland, Unstable ISO 8 is running on. It'll get you three hoods, a ghost. Top folks get Venom, and then it's Quicksilver. Thick as Thieves is next. Three Quicksilver, a Venom. Again, 30 CP. Top folks get Power Man, and then it is three-star Gambit. PvP Land, Teenage Riot is running. That'll get you a Kamala Khan, a Blonde Widow. 75 CP, Medusa, or Black Panther. So then that's followed by Big Bang's Theory, which gets you Black Panther, Medusa. Top folks are Carol and then Punisher. Followed up by Fight or Flight. Again, Punisher, Carol, Marika, and then Hulk. And then Stars and Strikes is next, and I have no idea what you get out of that one. It hasn't been released yet. You get some stuff. Ian, talk about the last pie of all pies.
Oh, my goodness. I feel like I could have used you here at the top of this segment, Craig.
What'd I do?
If there has ever been a better time for you to sing me some Don McLean, it's right now.
Oh. So bye-bye, this here pie. I don't know, it doesn't really work.
Thanks.
This segment was good, but now it's got to die.
I'll get ready to fix that in post. Yeah, I'll definitely talk to the producer and get them to put in something better in post.
It was real funny, but just to this one guy. And Joe will hate it till the day that he dies. Joe will hate it till the day that he dies. I wasn't prepared, sorry. I would have thought of lyrics ahead of time.
I know, I shouldn't have sprung it on you and expected as much as I did. It's been going on in my head.
Oh.
Ever since the end was drawing near. So we will finish it.
Looks like this is the end.
With some of my favorite cuisine.
It's the final countdown.
Nice hammer.
So as we've learned from this segment, where do all the best pies come from? Anybody?
England, you huh?
Southern England, yeah! Here we go from the Gloucestershire region. You guessed it, squab pie. If you guessed pigeon pie, you were wrong. A squab is a young domestic penguin. Or penguin. If it was a penguin pie, it would be the greatest pie of all time. I would never expect that from England.
Emperor pigeon. Pie, all right.
The emperor pie. So, yes. So, I guess a squab is like a
pigeon.
Veal of the pigeon world.
Sure.
A young domestic pigeon that they keep in a box so it's tender and delicious.
Yummy.
Actually, that's just a hoax. It contains no delicious pigeon meat or squab meat whatsoever.
It used to.
I'm sure there once was a time when eating pigeons was cool, and that's when this pie came to be. But now we've replaced the pigeon with mutton, and we've replaced the lack of apples with apples. If you've ever wanted a sheep and apple pie, thank goodness for Gloucestershire. Here they are. With their revised squab pie. Really, again, the only good part of this is it has a top crust.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure a mutton pie sounds good. I don't really know that I would be opposed to a squab pie either, like a traditional squab pie. I can't imagine that, you know, that tastes too far from any other, you know, bird. Just a little gamier and, you know, less, not as fatty and rich is like a turkey or a chicken. So I just don't know. I'm not sure what the apples are bringing to it in this savory. I feel like it's going to be overly sweet.
Well, I don't know. Normally you put, you know, meat on lamb or mint on lamb. So you need some kind of sweetness here.
Why? What is it? Is there a difference here? Is mutton? Why is mutton not lamb?
Is mutton and lamb the same thing?
I assume so.
Sheep. Yeah.
I had moved forward believing mutton was sheep. Is it just ground? Does that make it mutton? I should have done my mutton research. I was all excited about squab pie then to discover that it's no longer served with squab.
Okay, hold on. The sheep in its first year is a lamb.
Yes.
The meat of an adult sheep is mutton.
Oh.
So there you go.
Man, so not only did they not replace it with squab, They replaced it with full-grown sheep? What a chip! See, now okay. They, turns out they added the apple to this because squab is reported to have a mild berry-like flavor. So really? They wanted to add a fruitiness to this mutton pie to try to make it resemble squab a little bit more.
I'm sure pigeons eat a lot of berries, so.
Yeah, no doubt. I don't know about a lot, but I'm sure it gets in their diet. Last, certainly not leastly, we have squab pie. Brought to you for one final time by savior of the segment and personal hero of mine, this pie.
This pie.
Oh, wait, no, we're forgetting something.
Uh-oh.
Didn't he want to be called by a special name for the last time?
Oh, he probably did. Did you write it down?
Rated.
I feel bad because I'm going to ruin it. Because, Craig, you're the singer. You don't remember what it's supposed to be?
Can you think it to Craig?
No.
Can we get a
no
hint?
No more missing nice pie.
That was it. All right. No more pies to tease. No more missing nice pie, they say. He's sick. He's some C.
Nice. That was good. That was a triumphant end to an awesome segment.
You just don't want me to even get close to those higher notes.
That would have been awful. Because I am such a solid singer.
Hey, it wasn't me. That's all
I was
going to
say. You've already established yourself as as our virtuoso.
Nope, that wasn't long enough for ASCAP. We had to pay royalties on a different song. Yeah. All right. Let's talk about some news.
Okay.
So there's a new support, because those come out like daily.
Or every other week?
All right.
Doesn't it go new character, support for new character, new character, support for new character?
Yeah, sometimes it seems like they sneak in some other ones, though.
Does it?
I don't know. I don't have any of them, so what do I know?
I almost got one, and I was so excited, but then it was not anything good.
Then it's a duplicate.
Yes, it did! And I was totally deflated. I was like, I hate you, Ebony Ma. You're still creepy.
So this week's new one is everyone's favorite dragon from another dimension. It's Lockheed. So he's his first perk is at the start of the turn, 24% chance to fortify a random friendly special tile. That's nice of him. Perk 3, damage from enemy powers reduced by 1,792. Again, that's good. Perk 5, when the supported character fires a power, there is a 75% chance of creating a strength 637 strength tile. That's pretty sweet.
Yep.
And it is the side perk for good old Kitty Pryde. At the start of the battle, create one strength 299 protect tile for every X-Men character on your team. So, there you go. Lockheed.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah. Lockheed available now? Yeah, let's go with now. Again, support Lockheed Star. Lockheed is available at 4x odds right now in the supports comic store. 128 in vault. It has 1 master, 5 advanced, and 9 beginner Lockheed tokens are in that vault. And let's see, in the Cyclops Heroes for Hire store going on right now, for 4,800 hero points, you can get a yellow Cyclops, 2 Lockheed Advanced, 3 Lockheed Beginner, and 30,000 red ISO.
Yeah, 30,000.
Yeah.
And over
in,
nice.
Yeah, over in the Wolverine Heroes for Hire, for 250 big CP, that gets you a green X-Force, a Lockheed Master, 3 Lockheed Advanced, and 100,000 red ISO.
Woo!
You can almost, you know, put something into support with 100,000.
That's a ridiculous amount of red ISO. I mean, good, but I've spent all my command points, so that's why it's ridiculous. Mm. I have, like, 2 command points at the moment.
Ooh.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah, did you go command point nuts on that Xavier and Friends vault? Where'd they all go?
Yeah, there was mostly on that. But for the most part, I've been buying classics. I want to get my other 5s up.
Right.
So that's where I mostly... I definitely spent some on the Xavier one, though. We'll get to that later.
Sure. One of those... one of the new bargains, one of the new deal packages that flash across my screen.
Yeah.
It almost had me. Like, it was so close. I really wanted the one that gives you Quake and...
Three Americas?
Three Americas and 3 Spider-Gwens.
Sure. Because
I was like, oh, look at all that stuff you get. Oh, I need those 3 Americas. The internet tells me that, you know, if you really want to be competitive, you really got to get America on your roster. And I was like, all right, I think I could swing $29.99. And then I was like,
my lover, you got to get with my friends.
No, because then all of a sudden my brain went, since when have you ever wanted to be competitive? Shut up and put your wallet back. And I was like, oh, thanks, brain. Where were you an hour ago? I was like, you're right. I don't want to be competitive, but I do want America. It doesn't matter.
No, America's real good.
Yeah. And then plus you get all the, you get a ton of ISO and hero points, which I would also, I'm talking myself into a good end. Next segment, please.
Well, we're going to talk about the other things you can buy. Because for the Marvel Rising celebration, because this is the new animated show featuring, Squirrel Girl, Ms. Marvel, Kamala Khan, Quake, somebody, who's the other one? Who am I missing? Oh, Spider-Gwen with a different name.
Oh.
And some dude I've never heard of. It's like a bunch of women and some dude.
All right.
It looks like it might be a decent cartoon. I will give it a go because it's Squirrel Girl.
Where does it live?
Disney XD, I think?
Hmm.
Okay, anyway. I have access to that. Patriot and some fire guy.
I don't remember the fire guy.
Those two dudes you've never heard of.
The preview I saw was just, yeah, this guy Patriot, who I don't know who that is.
I want to say that he was a young Avenger. He is...
Again with the young Avengers?
The grandson of a super soldier that wasn't Steve Rogers that got a blood transfusion a while back and gave him mild super soldier powers. That's what my...
Okay.
Yeah.
I was all confused because I saw Spider-Gwen. I'm like, oh, Spider-Gwen? And then everything about the cartoon kept telling me that, you know, someone named Ghost Spider's on it. And I'm like, who's Ghost Spider?
Oh. Maybe but that's what she goes by.
Yeah, apparently Spider-Gwen doesn't go by Spider-Gwen. She goes
no,
by
Ghost Spider. No, it's too revealing of her identity.
I guess. Good point. But Squirrel Girl, so, and Tippy. Tippy's going to be in it, so that's pretty sweet.
All right.
So there's a Marvel Rising 3-star store for $19.99. That gets you 10,000 ISO, 2,500 hero points, 3 elite tokens, and 9 Kamala Khans, 9 Modern Carols, and 9 Squirrel Girls.
That's a lot.
So that's a fair amount of stuff there.
Yeah.
And the Marvel Rising 4-star package for $29.99, that gets you 22,000 ISO, 4,000 hero points, 25 CP, 3 Americas, 3 Quakes, and 3 Spider-Gwens.
Mmm. So beefy. Just hearing about it makes me excited.
So meaty.
Exactly.
So, put your wallet away, Ian. Put it on lockdown.
I will. I'll calm down. I'll think about it, but...
You got new furniture to buy.
I do. That's my whole life now, is just Lowe's and lawn mowing and... God, it was a trap from the get-go, and no one warned me.
Oh, right. I forgot to talk to you about this weekend. Do you guys want our old furniture before we throw it out?
I feel like getting it from your house to my house.
Well, yeah, that'd be painful. But
yeah, I'm already out.
Okay.
No,
checking.
I feel like we have a substantial amount saved up for the purpose of moving, and I feel like this will be our one chance to treat ourselves.
Treat yourself.
Exactly. So I think we're gonna get some new carpeting and some new seating for the house.
All right, muy bien.
Yeah.
Ian, are you sitting down?
Hold on, let me sit down. All right, I'm now seated and braced.
All right, the release notes for patch 162. Have a clue.
Okay.
The clue is, Annie, get your gun. Now, I think I saw a spoiler on this.
Uh-oh. So maybe you should park it for just a minute.
Yeah.
Let me give it the, boy.
You know, my first thought was, clearly, Annie is an old girlfriend of Namor's. He cheated on her, so she went to go get her gun to shoot him, so it's clearly Namor.
Is he vulnerable to firearms? Is that a...
Not really. No. I mean, you know, he's Namor. He does what he wants. Imperious Rex.
I don't know. Annie, Get Your Gun was most famously portrayed on Broadway by Bernadette Peters, and that's an obvious reference to Peter Parker, another Spider-Man. Boom! Done! Sorry, she was starring in it when I saw it. It was pretty exceptional.
All right.
I don't know. Are there gun-themed superheroes?
Ray, what you got?
I got nothing on my own. Again, I saw something, and... I still don't know how Annie Get Your Gun has anything to do with it, but...
Yeah, I don't know either, but I'm assuming you saw the same kind of spoiler that I did about the Google Play Store images.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh.
So apparently in the Google Play Store, they updated the image for Puzzle Quest, and it's got on the front of it Taskmaster.
Was that the Google Play Store? I thought resident puzzle warrior Valadius posted something on the Reddits that said that he was in the PS4 version of the game. I must have misread the post. I did see Taskmaster, but that does not lead me to Annie Get Your Gun.
Yeah, I have no idea about Annie Get Your Gun. I don't even know any characters named Annie.
They don't need to be named Annie.
Nope. Doesn't he have a sword anyway?
Yeah.
I thought that now he uses guns.
Yeah, he's used all sorts of stuff because he mimics people. So
right.
He saw Frank Castle one day, and now he's looking at right. guns.
He's like, that's way more efficient.
Annie, are you okay? Annie, are you okay?
Are you okay, Annie? Michael Jackson confirmed?
Surely back in the day there was a Michael Jackson comic book, right? There had to be a Moonwalker comic.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, Moonwalker had several comics. I would be stunned if it didn't.
There you go. So Michael Jackson confirmed.
Yeah. That's a Disney property, so it's a Marvel property.
Boom!
That was the main attraction when they launched Epcot Center back in 84.
It was, and I saw it in 3D. It was awesome.
You saw Captain EO in 3D?
That's right. Back in like 1980-something-something?
What was it? I don't know. 84 was the last time I've been to the park, and that was like the year Epcot Center, I think, was opening. I don't know. I was too young. My parents loved me, so they're not like, hey, four-year-old Ian, let's drag you to the most boring place on Earth. It's Epcot Center. Now, if I were to go now, I'd be like, yes, let's go right to Epcot Center.
And skip Disney World, because it's, yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm, buddy.
So, all right, I got one. I don't know if it's quite as bad as your Namor one, but so Annie, get your gun. Annie, are you okay? That was covered by Alien Ant Farm. The
sure
Ant
was.
Farm, it's Henry Pym Ant-Man.
Ooh, yeah.
Even though that's not Namor, I would totally down with that because I love me some Henry Pym.
Sure.
Yeah.
The actual Ant-Man.
And I love Alien Ant Farm, so everybody wins.
Oh, man, that's a good cover. It's so good.
Yeah, it's a good cover.
Boy, they were on the fast track to success until that bus accident.
True story.
Mm.
All right, so things that have changed. The correct error pop-up is displayed when Gambit activates Aces and Eights while the countdown tile from Thanos, Infinite Power, is on the board. The correct pop-up error. I wonder what it said before. The correct error pop-up is displayed when Captain America's Rope-A-Dope is activated when there are no valid targets. I really want to know what these incorrect pop-ups were. Would just be like, suck it, no. Like, if it said that, that'd be pretty awesome. And the support's details are correctly displayed for an unobtained support after viewing the support from another player.
Apparently it said no valid tiles available.
Oh, okay.
Thanks, Ice.
You know what? I've just noticed while looking at the release notes and at the bottom of the D3 webpage that they're part of Bandai? I didn't know they were part of Bandai. Huh.
Wait, who's part of Bandai?
D3.
Oh.
Everyone loves Bandai products.
Yeah.
Is that true? Name me a product. I don't have any idea what you're talking about.
They're a big toy maker.
I got that from your Japan. Comments, but can you name a toy?
Let me see what they make nowadays.
Everybody loves it. You'd have no idea what they are, but everybody loves it.
They make Dragon Ball Z stuff.
Oh, yeah, hey, I know that. That sounds familiar.
I'm not a fan.
They made Tegamochis.
Oh, my wife likes those things.
Yeah. I'm sure remember what they made back in the day.
Ultraman?
Dragon Ball seems like enough.
Did they make Ultraman?
Apparently.
Yeah, they did make Ultraman. Ultraman was the bomb. Loved Ultraman. I used to have that. I have a DVD of Ultraman sitting right over here on my shelf.
Do they make Power Rangers? Brigby thinks they do.
They did for a while. I don't know if they still do.
That's it. That property just won't die. What is the deal with that?
Yeah, that thing was awesome, 25 years ago.
Jeez.
Go Power Rangers. Mighty
when did
Morphin
that when did that
Power
premiere? Was
Rangers.
That like 99 or I mean 90?
Yeah, 89, 90, somewhere in that ballpark.
Man. Yeah.
Let's move on.
Okay.
Okay.
No more Bandai talk. I think that's all there is in news. Any local news?
There was distinctly something local.
What was that?
I don't know. I'll get to it in a second. Local news, the Dark Horse is it's reopening as Jack's Bar and Kitchen.
I'm out.
4 p.m. to 2 a.m. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. Sunday, or Saturday. No Sunday. Are you guys in a dry county or something?
No. Happy Valley is decidedly not dry. So, otherwise, it wouldn't be very happy.
Purchase of alcohol on Sundays has been sketchy in the past. However, I thought that had changed. So,
well,
it
used to be you couldn't buy booze at the liquor store.
Right.
But they changed that.
Yeah.
A few years ago.
So I don't know why they're not open Sunday. Maybe they're, you know, associating themselves with Chick-fil-A or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it could be. Maybe it's a...
Maybe they just want a day off.
Yeah.
They just want a day to be closed.
All right. Is that it?
Yeah, that was it. That's all I got.
Oh, okay.
Ray got solar panels. That's local news. True.
I did get solar panels and turned them on 2 days ago. So, nice. Yeah, that was good. We've been making...
It's rained every second since.
Energy from our roof. Pretty cool.
All right, moving on.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. This week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, A Rogue's Tale.
Is there an episode called A Rogue's Tale? Or
no.
No? You just puppered that in there?
You've totally
abandoned the concept of this segment to amuse yourself?
It was something else, Tale, and I changed it to Rogue.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought you had just been like, nope. Now it's the Craig Show.
We're all stars now on the Craig Show.
So that was a good game. It's a Bard's Tale. I've never played a Rogue's Tale. It doesn't exist. But anyway, let me tell you about Rogue.
Yeah, Bard's Tale. Good
she's game. Boosted. She probably doesn't need to be. She's not boosted, but she's the Keter character of the week. I don't know what she does, so let's find out together. She's got green, red, and yellow powers. I'm going to say half of her green power because I feel like she definitely does too, is gloves off. Costs a humble 5, and the power be... It activates power... turns on power siphon? Is that all it does?
Mm.
Do you guys use around?
Yeah, you gotta flip it, and then it does things.
Okay, so you add for 5, and then power siphon, and... Oh, no! What happened? Oh, sorry. I accidentally clicked on an ad. I got teleported to NBA 2K19, and I didn't know what was happening. I already don't know what's happening. Power Siphon seems to do 13,000 damage to you. That seems outrageous.
Yeah.
Sugar, you going down.
Sugar. Oh, honey.
You're my candy girl.
And you got me wanting you.
So, cost 12 red AP. It deals 6,000-ish damage and destroys a 3x3 block of tiles, both dealing damage and generating AP. Leading the charge, it's passive, it's yellow. As long as Rogue is in front, every match deals 10% less damage. That goes up to 25% less damage, and it's... enemy power and match damage are both reduced by 25% for each teammate still in the fight. That's a lot of reduction.
Did you mention that she jumps in front? Did I just miss that?
I think she has to be in front. I don't think there's any jumping.
No, she jumps in front.
Yeah, if it's a red, yellow, or green match?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Red, yellow, and green matches move her to the front automatically. I did not see that.
Yeah.
I tried to skim the paragraph, and I left out, you know, the important parts. I don't really know how skimming works. I just shorten it for my benefit, whether or not the details that are being trimmed. I thought she had to be in front, but she moves herself to the front if it's one of her colors. And still, man, that seems like a great power. It's probably her least popular power, but it seems fantastic.
Nobody wants defense.
It's true, but I feel like I could run her at a 5-3-5 and be successful. Like, if I'm doing an unbelievable amount of damage with gloves off power siphon, like, why do I need to do half that amount with my red?
I'm totally on board with your analysis. That's how I run her.
Really?
Yeah.
Woohoo! Have I struck gold? I was like, oh no, I'm going to want to look at Discord because I don't know what I'm talking about, but I'm really adamant for some reason.
The problem with the power siphon is that it does, you have to get up to 14 AP and it damages her slightly. But, you know.
I see that. Yeah.
It's worth it.
Right.
Oh, and in the women
14
of,
AP is a little rough.
In the Women of Marvel, she was a gem. She was always in front. She was taking all the damage and yet only taking like half of it. And then she would get mad and take somebody out from the other team. She was amazing.
Well, there you have it. That's Rogue, and it's Always Sunny in Xandar.
Cool.
Yeah.
Willie, what's in the mailbag?
Oh, hey, that's me. I have. I'm taking a look. I have saved off a link here that I wanted to mention. It was a local news. I completely forgot. So the creamery. I just want to mention this. The Penn State Creamery. They are doing a new flavor of ice cream. They're calling it the Whiteout. Which at first I'm like, all right. So your new flavor is vanilla.
That's what I'm hoping.
Maybe it's also got marshmallows in it.
Nah, you wish. This is popcorn flavored ice cream.
Yeah.
With white chocolate chips in it.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
Boy, if I could eat ice cream, I would try that.
I would try that too.
That just doesn't sound good to me. But maybe it's the picture. The picture has popcorn on it, and the idea of there being popcorn in the ice cream disgusts me, but that's not the case. It's just flavored. So,
right.
But I'm curious, does that mean it's just butter flavored? Because that's really what people get when they eat popcorn. Like,
kind of. I imagine it will be similar to the buttered popcorn flavored Jelly Belly jelly bean, which is delicious.
Stop rage typing, Craig.
It's not that loud.
Incorrect. In any case, that was the first thing that I had from, I have no idea what its name is, T. Deja Author. First, Briscoe County had only one season.
That's not true.
I don't know if he's asserting that he just totally.
Like, we're just going to pretend like the second season didn't happen because it was so bizarre.
It was wacky and enjoyable.
Yeah, it was wacky.
Number two, Young Indiana Jones was on ABC. So just to clarify, I guess. So there you go.
Okay.
Shard Attack, also on the D3 forum, said, so Craig finally talks about an older show that is actually good, The Young Ones, and I get all excited. Then he proceeds to poop all over the musical acts, the majority of which were great, such as Madness, Motorhead, and Dexy's Midnight Runners. And my fleeting faith in Craig's taste in pop culture was crushed.
No way! I loved that show! Show was great! It's just that when you watch it now, the comment was, boy, the bands are super dated when you watch it now.
Motorhead's dated. I disagree with that.
I was going to say, and I'm going to have to pump the brakes and wonder if Dexy's Midnight Runners is great. Now, I don't want to get down on poor old Johnny Ray. But
poor old Johnny Ray.
Beyond that, I don't know that Dexy's Midnight Runners has contributed a lot to the musical community.
Nope, that was it. That was their giant contribution. Now, Lemmy, you know, I'll give you Lemmy.
Yeah, Motorhead is pretty awesome.
National treasure. Also, from Reddit, Krantus says, new listener, he's championing 3 stars right now. Looking forward to every episode. Thanks a lot for the show. You're welcome.
I'm glad you jumped in.
Yeah.
You didn't say Krampus, did you? Like the evil evil German Santa Claus?
Evil Santa Claus?
Tango. It's Krantus.
Okay.
Phew.
Yeah. I was nervous for a minute.
Dangerous. Perondiac, the Manny Petty conversation was somewhat hilariously terrible. Okay. Quote, we're huge in North Carolina. If your friend has a boyfriend in the Marines in North Carolina, then it's the Camp Lejeune or Marine Corps Air Station Cherry Point, which was where he was stationed.
All right.
He says that the odds are good that it was Camp Lejeune and they got hammered by the storm.
That's what I hear.
But New Bern by Cherry Point got plowed hard. Trump apparently flew into Cherry Point on Wednesday to survey the damage. So, local North Carolina news, I guess.
I guess the damage was huge.
Huge. New character, Kitty Pryde, sounds like a winner, combined with Nico and Wasp, and she's going to be very destructive. Just to be clear, those are all 4-star characters, not 5-star Wasp. And he also said, country music is terrible, and I just had to make sure I leave that in.
Modern country music? That's mostly correct.
FAHQ 1977 gave a Kitty Pryde review. There is a Why is Kitty Good section, which has multiple headers. There's a Why is Kitty Bad section. The TLDR, if I can find it, is basically that she's fun. He said he's been waiting for a 5-star tile buffer for a while. No, she does not change the meta. If you're hoarding CP, I'd strongly suggest to encourage you to get the Okoye while you can, or wait a few months. Kitty's a character that takes some strategic planning. So
strategery.
If
strategery.
You,
Lockbox.
If you want the full write-up, it's on
1,000 Points of Light.
It's on the subreddit, Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit. He does a good write-up because he actually, like, you know, gives you a whole bunch of detail. But I'm not reading it all. It's too long, man. Jordan from Jersey says, F everything about Best Friends Forever. It took me way too long to get 40 wins.
I don't even think I played it. I think I just skipped it entirely.
I think I missed it. I was going to play it because I had a team I wanted to use. Missed it. Totally missed it. He did say, good pulls this week. Despite something like 20 pulls, he did not get a single Kitty Pryde cover. That being said, I did pull two OML covers, leading to his first ever 5-star. Congratulations.
First champ 5-star or just first 5-star?
First champed 5-star.
Ah, okay.
That's what I meant to say.
All right.
There you go. Stink Palm. That Valkyrie fight against Rogue was more difficult than I expected because I forgot how absurd Rogue's green is. Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. To which DFin25 responded and said, I took one look and closed the app.
Ah, Ian style.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to hit D-Wing Illinois and his wall of text. Leading with football? I didn't see that coming. Okay, well, I would have predicted football well before a Manny Petty chat, so... non-updated script. Drink! Color Me Bad reference. Drink! I don't know what drinking game he's playing. I think he's just drinking it whatever you say. Yeah. So.
That's a good game.
I think he needs someone to enable his bad habits, and he's like, yeah, blame these guys. They're wacky.
And Ian wins the episode with the unfazed pun. The polls are closed. Not changing my mind this week. There you go. You're the winner, yes. Ian. Another football note. How are the Steelers favored over Tampa on Monday?
Well, they won. So there you go.
Yeah, but how were they favored?
Because Fitzmagic is not very magical.
Oh, it is.
He is not. That beard has got to go.
And beard is...
His that beard is look ludicrous.
Is awesome.
Oh, man.
Fills me with envy and hope.
Whew. All right, I basically brought that up so I could take a drink. He says, no one enjoys a joke only one or two people get more than I do, unless he's Craig. Then he enjoys it way more than I do. Calling back to, he suggested a Mockingbird rock pairing, but while Opportunist fires with a power without spending AP, if it's Rock's green that fires off, and they have 18 or more green, it will drain all your AP, even though you didn't actively fire the power.
Oh, sure.
There's something to watch out for.
As long as it fires at the 18-plus level, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it would.
Okay.
Which, yeah, that makes sense. And finally from D-Wing, the theme from Fran Drescher's sitcom is far superior to the thing that Craig somehow got Ray to play in the last episode. No? No comment?
Nanny and the Professor is what you chose? I don't know what the theme from The Nanny was.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Right, Craig requested Nanny and the Professor.
Yeah.
Which is awful. That theme is just...
Bullcrap! That show was gold.
I didn't say the show. I don't know the show. I had to listen to the theme, though, and that theme is awful.
Soft and sweet, wise and wonderful, ooh, a mystical, magical nanny.
Thank you for making my point.
Seriously, I'm sold. That was
Phoebe,
on the...
Phoebe Fugitlily was a silly name, and so many silly things kept happening.
That was what on the Craig late night, the late night block where he would watch brings. The Ghost and Mrs. Muir that he made up, and then
that's
that
right.
Show.
You know, our nanny showed us, with just a little bit of love, he could be... I don't remember the rest of the words.
Help
that's
us, just, Ray.
That's about as far as I go.
The last... Good. The last thing I have is from Scrognog Gutentag.
Scrognog Gutentag.
He says, my dad and I used to watch The Young Ones together when I was growing up. Little me loved that Drop Dead Fred was in it.
Yeah, that was a gem of a movie.
I'm surprised I didn't get any more response from Craig on that.
I don't remember Drop Dead Fred.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Craig.
I've only gone back and watched the past, like, you know, first, like, two episodes, so.
All right.
I haven't been back to my Young Ones watching again.
I certainly haven't seen many of them, probably two, so I'm at a loss. But in any case, that was it. That's all we had. That's the mailbag. Thanks, Willie.
Expect your Christmas present from Ian, because he still gives presents to mailmen.
Just the good ones.
So once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump
you up.
Did you clap at all?
I definitely did.
It sounded like a thump.
Yeah, it sounded like, you know, your head like bounced off a piece of steel or something.
That's so crazy.
It was like kerplunk. Like a dead cowbell or something. I didn't hear a thump.
I turned in my chair a little bit, but I thought the clap was pretty spot on.
I heard no clap.
Wow. Well.
Moving on.
All right.
Read that infographic.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. The one that I told you I was going to read ahead of time because it's formatted in a new way that I didn't understand and I didn't look at it once.
Yeah, that one.
not a one time. Let me tell you about some 3 stars. Bullseye. He's boosted. He's one of my most favorite 3 stars because he does wacky stuff. But the damage that he does when he throws special tiles at you should get a nice boost. So that should mean even more killing, which will make even more special tiles, which should all be stronger. Oh, I'm just so excited by the prospect of that. Gambit's a character. I sold him the first time they changed to Gambit. Never looked back.
You don't have him? I thought you had him.
I do.
Oh, okay.
I do. He spits out someone good like Rogue. So he's my favorite in 3-star. I've just never used him, so I don't know what he does. 3-star Hulk, classic. His thunderous clap does a lot of board shake and almost no damage. His red ability involves counting, so that one's right out. And his black is passive, so there you go. His thunderous clap will do more damage. Punisher, man, he's another, like, OG character, but he's so lower tier. He's so Psylocke tier, I don't know what he does. He does some board
shake.
Oh, he's got that red. Yeah. That if the amount of damage the red would do is enough to kill you, it kills you.
It's a little better than that. You got to be fighting someone strong, though.
It is. It's got a pretty excellent animation.
Yeah.
And his Molotov cocktail does some ongoing damage. Like once it puts a repeater token out there. Thor. Good old sleeves. He's everything about him is good. His red does some damage and makes him yellow. His yellow does some damage and makes a bunch of green. And his green does a bunch of damage. And then calls Storm. Not only have I made peace with that animation, I'm entertained in my own mind when every time I fire that ability. And because I have a little, like, 5-second imaginary phone conversation between Thor and the Storm. And it makes me chuckle because it's just so stupid and I'm embarrassed. So I get 14 grade and I'm like, Storm, hello, this is Storm. How are you? Do you need somebody? And it just goes downhill from there.
My day was really shocking.
Oh, now I'm going to work that pun in. I love it. 4-star boosts this week. Blade.
Who?
I don't know. He he's half man, he's half vampire. He has all their abilities, none of their weaknesses.
I got to read part of the graphic that says, right now, Ian and Craig are making the same old joke about how Blade being the forgotten 4-star.
That's hilarious.
Is that really on there?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I love how he knew you wouldn't get lumped into that. Yes. So, okay. The bulk of this portion of the segment is Samurai Says. So we've got a boosted 4-star Blade, a boosted 4-star Carol, Captain Marvel, Danvers, and a boosted 4-star X-Force Deadpool. So, Blade makes strike tiles. That seems pretty explanatory. Uh-huh. Collect a lot of purple, then collect black, and then collect yellow.
Sure.
And then collect green if you've run out of all of those things. Save red to that absolute last resort. X-Force Deadpool's red is awesome. Oh, okay. And it lets him tank. And, sorry, I'm skimming again, but I'm not sure what the important parts are, and I'm not sure what the extra bits are.
I got it from what you were saying. Blade makes strike tiles.
Yep.
Deadpool makes countdown tiles from his purple countdown for what?
Right, and then Carol boosts those strike tiles.
Carol boosts the strike tiles every time a countdown tile goes off, and then her yellow will also run down those countdown tiles.
Right. Yeah. Right.
It's like the Rube Goldberg team.
Yeah. My goodness.
Except it's a pretty easy one. I mean,
right.
The concept isn't, but the implementation is pretty easy. Pretty easy
right.
to do.
That's what I'm saying. I did see that, though. I was like, so Blade inflates the balloon explodes, scares the chicken lays the egg rolls down, the egg rolls down the two pieces of wire, that knocks into the boot kicks over the bucket, and the bucket splashes water on your enemy.
That's right.
But that sounds like an awesome team. That sounds like a nice break from combining her with Coulson and just winning through passives and confusion. Good old Cloak and Dagger. They're boosted. People seem to like them because they can make black. I'm sure they do other things, but the only thing I'm confident they do is make black.
They can also make yellow if you swap them over, but why would you do that?
if you need the healing.
Oh, sure. Because if you have enough yellow on board, then instead of making yellow tiles, it heals you. So, sure. If they need to heal up, there you go.
Anybody caught up on their show?
Yeah.
I haven't watched a single episode.
Finished it, yeah.
How was it?
I enjoyed it. It wasn't... All right. I give it a solid B plus to A minus.
Ooh, that's juicy.
Yeah, it's not bad. I mean...
That exceeds all my expectations.
Considering it is a show with all about teenagers, like normally that throws me off. I don't care for the life of teenagers, right? But there's not a whole lot of that. It's really adult kind of themed and adult, not adult situations, but you know, mature situations.
Yeah.
but adult situations.
Right. I'm aware of what you're saying and what you're trying to avoid. Yeah. You've won me back over because that was why, like, I want to be on board for the show The Gifted, but I'm like, I don't need my mutants to be angsty kids. Yeah.
I keep trying to like that show, and it's just only okay at best.
All right.
I didn't have that problem with Cloak and Dagger. I thought it was a good time.
Mm. I finished, what do you call it, Iron Fist Season 2. It was okay.
And that aired? I still haven't finished Luke Cage season 2.
Oh, man, wow. That one's rough to slog through.
It gets better as you get toward the end. It's still not good.
That's a slow-moving show.
It is.
But yeah, right. Iron Fist was better. He didn't introduce himself in every episode, so that was pretty sweet.
When you're a really low-tier character, you really got to let everybody know who you are because you just assume they don't know. Mm. And who wouldn't introduce themselves as the Iron Fist of Kunlun? Speaking of angsty teenage mutants... X-23 will also be boosted. Her green does some good damage. Her red does some good healing. Her purple probably does good damage. Puts out some tiles. So that's a good bunch of boosted characters, three of which work really well together. So listen to me now and believe me later. That was Boosted Characters of the Week, brought to you, as always, by Mystify.
Mystify. All right, let's head over to the support corner. Ray, do you have something to share?
That I do. Hello, everyone.
Hello, Ray.
So this week on the in-game support, let's talk about Sharon Carter, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, let's.
This is pretty obvious on where you should place the character. So when you're thinking about it, you should really put her on Captain America. But really, Peggy's the way to go. Rank 1, first star on this support. The supported character's base red match damage is increased by 10, which goes up to 110 at max level. You know, red. There you go. Match damage. I like that. Rank 2. Supported character critical tile multiplier increases by 0.2, which goes up to 1.2 at max level.
That's a lot, 1.2.
Yeah. Yeah.
On top of your normal critical, that's a lot.
It is decent. It's just a long way to get. I mean, you're talking about level 250. I mean, it slowly increases over time. So it's useful, definitely. Peggy is not one that I really go for critical matches with, though. So.
Nope. Sure.
Yeah. Rank 3.
Come to Thor. Yes.
Oh, okay. Rank 3. Base blue match damage is increased by 14, which goes up to 147 at max level. Again, red and blue match damage. That's what you're going to be using. Rank 4. A supported character makes a purple match. There is a 12% chance to gain 2 purple AP extra, which that chance goes up to 45% chance at max level. Now, that one does not work with Peggy. I'm not familiar with anybody except the 5-star Captain America. He has purple, right? I haven't used him, so I'm not sure. I'm actually asking.
I feel like purple could bring him back to life.
No, I thought yellow was his... I don't remember.
Oh, maybe.
But in any case, that also doesn't really match Peggy too much. But it'll match anybody who uses purple on your team. Rank 5. When you make a match 5 or greater, there's a 5% chance to remove an enemy countdown tile.
Purple is man without a country.
Yeah, that's who I was thinking.
It doesn't do much. Destroy 3 AP and that tile's color tile becomes 2 turn countdown tile.
Oh, prevents that
enemy
power
can't fire powers. Yeah, it's not great.
Yeah, I'd rather have her on Peggy. So when you make a 5 match or greater, that chance goes up to 60% at max level, and that's to remove a countdown tile again. That can be okay. That can save your life, actually, in rare situations. But the special on Captain America, when one of Captain America's countdown tiles expires, there's a 25% chance to gain 2 blue, yellow, or red AP. That chance goes up to 67% at max level. That is where you really, you really got to have this on Peggy, because she puts out the blue countdown tiles and it makes a world of difference. Getting 2 AP in your useful colors.
In each, yeah.
Yeah, that's the way to go.
Does Sharon Carter have a specific, if you attach her to a Captain America character?
Captain America. So it can be any Captain America.
Right, right. But usually was that power 6 that you just read, or was that power 5?
That was power 5.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, power 6, yes.
Okay, great. So in the short time that we've been exploring these supports, we've covered 2 that are linked to specifically any Captain America character. Meanwhile, dozens and dozens and dozens of pre-existing characters go unrepresented by supports. Because does he not also have his vintage shield?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Which gives you a special thing if you're a Captain America?
If I remember correctly, yes.
Man.
Yes.
I realize he's got a lot of variations, and at least one of him exists on every possible level.
Well, that means we should have 4 or 5 supports for Spider-Man, right?
Except for level 1. Yeah.
Well, we do.
All I know is web shooters.
We have web shooters, there's Spider Sense as well.
Oh, man!
But
the rich keep getting richer.
Isn't Cap the most? Aren't there more Caps than any other character? I thought this discussion was just had somewhere.
I don't know. There's no 1-star Cap that I'm aware of.
True.
There are as many 5-star Spider-Man as there are 5-star Caps.
Is that 2. True if you count Peggy and the Falcon, Captain Falcon? Does Captain Falcon count?
I don't know. Do you then count Spider-Gwen and Miles Morales?
I don't know. I don't think any of those should count personally, but I don't know the answer to that.
It's got to be close. I didn't do the research. I can't speak on behalf of Bagman versus Peggy Carter.
Now, Sam Wilson does have, he is Captain America.
Right. It's true.
Is he?
Yeah, his subtitle is Captain America. So is Peggy's.
I don't care what they put in front of his name. He's not Captain America. He's frickin' Sam.
He is the Falcon.
He's just Falcon. He's a sidekick. Yeah. Sidekick. It's like watching that what superhero high school or whatever it was where... You get classified as either a superhero or a sidekick. Falcon, sidekick.
Now, if we're going with that, Miles is, his subtitle is Spider-Man.
Okay.
So he should count as well.
Right. Then you got the 1-star, you got Bagman, you got 3-star, you got Miles, you got Peter Parker, and then you got Iron Spider, and then you got the other
Black Suit.
Black Suit. Yeah. Yeah. It's tough.
And
I don't know.
Samurai posted that Ice figured it out earlier.
Oh.
And there are more Caps than anybody else.
Okay. Well, I'm going to trust Ice. Because I'm just throwing out speculation.
All right. So that's all there is for the in-game support. Sharon Carter. My recommendation is still put her on Peggy. I think she works out well there.
Sure. I can see. Seems logical. Yeah.
Ian, do you have something to share with the group?
I do. Hello, everybody. My name is Ian.
Hi, Ian.
Hi, Ian.
So, Craig, I have a dilemma. I have a dilemma.
Okay.
My population is expanding, but I'm not near any regular water source. Uh-huh. Do you have any suggestions on how I can get more of this life-sustaining water to my people in an efficient and sanitary manner?
Is there a mountain spring somewhere within a few mile radius?
Yes.
Oh, well, then I've got just the thing for you.
Tell me more.
Aqueducts.
Aqueducts? What a great way to support my population growth. I know, I'll construct a water course. that consists of a variety of tunnels and canals and pipes and lots of different ways to lead the water from this mountain spring to my ever-growing city-state.
It's also required, you know, old days, and if you want to get past, like, population 8 in, like, Civ 2.
That's true! It really is! It is an essential. It's, you know, it can be used for sanitation and agriculture and, you know, just helping out thirsty people in general.
What have the Romans ever given to us?
What have the Romans ever done to us? Did you give us the aqueducts?
Well, and the roads.
And roads.
Oh, well, yeah, and roads.
So, aqueducts and roads. Court system.
Sanitation.
That's sanitation.
But besides all of those.
Oh, the people's Judean front.
I thought we were the people's front of Judea. Well, wait, we hate those blighters.
Splinters.
Yeah, so I would say that the aqueduct was absolutely pivotal in helping to grow every ancient civilization. Greece, the Roman Empire, India.
And so on.
And so on. All of them. I'm not going to list them all. That's all you get for today. But, you know, and it's the basis for transporting water from location A to location B. So, in its own way, it has continued to use today, except now we have plumbing. But, yeah, there you have it. This week's support, the aqueduct water supply version.
Brought to you by.
That's all. Oh, my goodness. It is brought to you by. Thanks. Brought to you, as always, by Fortify.
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 Fortify yourself.
All right, now it's time for the section of the show that I'm currently boycotting. Opening of the tokens brought to you by the OG, this guy.
This guy. Wow. I like this guy. I just, you know, your boycott. That's.
Yeah.
I'm sorry until I can get Dazzler out of these tokens. They're not getting opened.
I was going to say it's uncalled for, but no, I totally understand.
No, I waited all this time for Dazzler.
No, I do have two, Ian, if you would like me to take it this week.
Nice. I have quite a few, but I don't, you can take a turn.
All right. Craig, what's your suggestion? Where am I tapping on Loki?
Can't you still stroke the dagger?
I suppose I could.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what you got me a 4-star. It's a Yondu, Ravager's Ruse. All right.
Yondu.
Ian, do you want to go?
I do. I'm going to try the... It's hard to resist that little shiny bit at the end of the dagger. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give that classic 5-star getting you and your 5 stars. See what kind of wasp cover I get today. Wakanda forever. Okoye.
Oh, awesome.
Wakanda forever. Mm-hmm. Wakanda forever.
I wonder if that's my first one.
Wakanda forever.
I think it is, because I was just updating your roster earlier in the week.
Yep. I'm going to have to buy me a slot. Mm. Boom.
But she is awesome.
Done. Yep.
You going to buy me a condo? Going to buy me a Cuisinart.
The wall-to-wall carpeting? Wallet full of credit cards?
That's right.
I think she's like...
Going to buy me a condo. I never have to mow the lawn.
This might be argued, but she's definitely, to me, she's in the top 3 characters in the game.
Get me a t-shirt with the alligator on.
No. That's right. Ray interjected.
Sorry.
Like
we were so close,
tried to interrupt, but.
I'm going to get me a t-shirt with the alligator on.
No, I didn't need to revisit it. But yeah, I do think she is probably top 3. I have not heard a scenario where wasn't someone who was like, just pair him with Okoye and they'll suddenly be great.
I don't know who the 3rd in the top 3 are, but
there's your other one.
Thor?
I try not to fight Jessica Jones ever.
Okay, there you go. That's your 3rd. I agree completely.
Because she is devastating.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So now it's my turn. I'm going to poke him in the ear.
Why the ear?
It got me another 4-star. Ooh, Sam Wilson, dive bomb.
That was a waste of a token.
Yeah, I saw that coming.
Ah, well. It was a chance at another Okoye. What can I do?
Yeah.
All right, my Yondu is now at level 312.
Golly, that seems like a lot.
Yeah, he's my 2nd highest 4-star. Nobody can catch Coulson.
He's gotten out of control.
He's at 316.
Nice.
I think Coulson might be my highest level 4-star.
I don't know. There was a time that I could get nothing but Coulsons.
Hold on, let me look. Let me go to my roster.
Which, here. That I'm never going to complain about. He is a solid character.
Yeah, Coulson. Right. Coulson's level 309 for me. He's my highest.
Mm.
Yeah, not me. Sorry, guys. I wanted to play along, but he's somewhere in the middle.
Fair to Midland?
Yeah, my highest is Daisy.
Oh, but that's a good one to have.
Yeah.
Do a dollop. Ian, tell me about the Podcast Network.
Podcast Network. The soon-to-be-named network. It's available at soon-to-be-named-network.com. It's a collection of fair-to-excellent podcasts, all grouped together in one easy location for all your podcasting needs. You can check them out with direct links right here at our webpage, puzzlewarriors3.com, or you can head on over to soon-to-be-named-network at soon-to-be-named-network.com with a full archive of all of our shows.
Thanks, Ian.
Sure.
Anything else for the good of the order?
I'm spent.
I too.
All right, then.
Yeah. Stay tuned for our exciting replacement segment coming up in 1 week's time.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody, for joining us this week. Check us out, puzzlewarriors3.com. Comments, suggestions, our webpage, any of the social media links, Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit, or the D3 forums. Click on our Amazon banner, buy some stuff, we get some things. Or cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3 for all of your Thanksgiving needs. Halloween needs.
Yeah.
That comes
don't
first.
Skip.
Yeah.
You could totally dress up as the Puzzle Warriors for Halloween. That would be great. So that's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, next week there'll be something new. We're going to finish hashing it out this weekend. It will either be cool or everyone's going to hate it something fierce.
It's right.
We'll see how it goes.
It's leaning toward cool. I'm re-inspired.
All right. I got Ray back on board.
Good. Yeah. Don't give him that kind of optimism. I'm switching it back to the Craig and Ian fantasy football corner.
But again, I'm not. Okay, don't take this out of context. I am in this to please at least one person. Often that is me. So as long as I'm happy with it, I'm ready to move forward. So
all right. I think the combo of what I wanted to do and Ian's idea has made it gold.
Yeah.
Yeah, it might work out.
Yeah, I think it'll
great.
Work out.
All right, so bye, friends.
Good night.
Good night.